O Son of the Supreme! I have made death a messenger of joy to thee. Wherefore dost thou grieve? I made the light to shed on thee its splendor. Why dost thou veil thyself therefrom? Baha'u'llah. O Son of the Supreme! I have made death a messenger of joy to thee. Wherefore dost thou grieve? I made the light to shed on thee its splendor. Why dost thou veil thyself therefrom? Baha'u'llah. Know thou of a truth that the soul, after its separation from the body, will continue to progress until it attaineth the presence of God, in a state and condition which neither the revolution of ages and centuries, nor the changes and chances of this world, can alter. It will endure as long as the kingdom of God, His sovereignty, His dominion and power will endure. It will manifest the signs of God and His attributes, and will reveal His loving kindness and bounty. The movement of my pen is stilled when it attempteth to befittingly describe the loftiness and glory of so exalted a station. The honor with which the hand of mercy will invest the soul is such as no tongue can adequately reveal, nor any other earthly agency describe. Baha'u'llah. Know thou of a truth that the soul, after its separation from the body, will continue to progress until it attaineth the presence of God, in a state and condition which neither the revolution of ages and centuries, nor the changes and chances of this world, can alter. It will endure as long as the kingdom of God, His sovereignty, His dominion and power will endure. It will manifest the signs of God and His attributes, and will reveal His loving kindness and bounty. The movement of my pen is stilled when it attempteth to befittingly describe the loftiness and glory of so exalted a station. The honor with which the hand of mercy will invest the soul is such as no tongue can adequately reveal, nor any other earthly agency describe. Baha'u'llah. To consider that after the death of the body the spirit perishes is like imagining that a bird in a cage will be destroyed if the cage is broken, though the bird has nothing to fear from the destruction of the cage. Our body is like the cage, and the spirit is like the bird. We see that without the cage this bird flies in the world of sleep, therefore, if the cage becomes broken, the bird will continue and exist. Its feelings will be even more powerful, its perceptions greater, and its happiness increased. In truth, from hell it reaches a paradise of delights, because for the thankful birds there is no paradise greater than freedom from the cage. That is why with utmost joy and happiness the martyrs hasten to the plain of sacrifice. Abdul Baha. To consider that after the death of the body the spirit perishes is like imagining that a bird in a cage will be destroyed if the cage is broken, though the bird has nothing to fear from the destruction of the cage. Our body is like the cage, and the spirit is like the bird. We see that without the cage this bird flies in the world of sleep, therefore, if the cage becomes broken, the bird will continue and exist. Its feelings will be even more powerful, its perceptions greater, and its happiness increased. In truth, from hell it reaches a paradise of delights, because for the thankful birds there is no paradise greater than freedom from the cage. That is why with utmost joy and happiness the martyrs hasten to the plain of sacrifice. Abdu'l-Baha. The progress of man's spirit in the divine world, after the severance of its connection with the body of dust, is through the bounty and grace of the Lord alone, or through the intercession and the sincere prayers of other human souls, or through the charities and important good works which are performed in its name. Abdu'l-Baha. The progress of man's spirit in the divine world, after the severance of its connection with the body of dust, is through the bounty and grace of the Lord alone, or through the intercession and the sincere prayers of other human souls, or through the charities and important good works which are performed in its name. Abdu'l-Baha. As we have power to pray for these souls here, so likewise we shall possess the same power in the other world, which is the kingdom of God. Are not all the people in that world the creatures of God? Therefore, in that world also they can make progress. As here they can receive light by their supplications, there also they can plead for forgiveness and receive light through entreaties and supplications. Thus as souls in this world, through the help of the supplications, the entreaties and the prayers of the holy ones, can acquire development, so is it the same after death. Abdu'l-Baha. As we have power to pray for these souls here, so likewise we shall possess the same power in the other world, which is the kingdom of God. Are not all the people in that world the creatures of God? Therefore, in that world also they can make progress. As here they can receive light by their supplications, there also they can plead for forgiveness and receive light through entreaties and supplications. Thus as souls in this world, through the help of the supplications, the entreaties and the prayers of the holy ones, can acquire development, so is it the same after death. Abdu'l-Baha. Be not sorrowful on account of the departure of thy good son. He hath indeed departed from this narrow and gloomy world which is darkened by unlimited sorrow, unto the kingdom which is spacious, illumined, joyous and beautiful. God delivered him from this dark well and promoted him unto the supreme height. He gave him wings whereby he soared to the heaven of happiness. Verily this is the great mercy from him who is precious and forgiving. Abdu'l-Baha. Be not sorrowful on account of the departure of thy good son. He hath indeed departed from this narrow and gloomy world which is darkened by unlimited sorrow, unto the kingdom which is spacious, illumined, joyous and beautiful. God delivered him from this dark well and promoted him unto the supreme height. He gave him wings whereby he soared to the heaven of happiness. Verily this is the great mercy from him who is precious and forgiving. Abdu'l-Baha. As to those souls who are born into this life as ethereal and radiant entities and yet, on account of their handicaps and trials, are deprived of great and real advantages, and leave the world without having lived to the full, certainly this is a cause for grieving. This is the reason why the universal manifestations of God unveil their countenances to man, and endure every calamity and sore affliction, and lay down their lives as a ransom. It is to make these very people, the ready ones, the ones who have capacity, to become dawning points of light, and to bestow upon them the life that fadeth never. This is the true sacrifice, the offering of oneself, even as did Christ, as a ransom for the life of the world. Abdul Baha. As to those souls who are born into this life as ethereal and radiant entities and yet, on account of their handicaps and trials, are deprived of great and real advantages, and leave the world without having lived to the full, certainly this is a cause for grieving. This is the reason why the universal manifestations of God unveil their countenances to man, and endure every calamity and sore affliction, and lay down their lives as a ransom. It is to make these very people, the ready ones, the ones who have capacity, to become dawning points of light, and to bestow upon them the life that fadeth never. This is the true sacrifice, the offering of oneself, even as did Christ, as a ransom for the life of the world. Abdul Baha. A friend asked, "How should one look forward to death?" Abdul Baha answered, "How does one look forward to the goal of any journey? With hope and with expectation. It is even so with the end of this earthly journey. In the next world, man will find himself freed from many of the disabilities under which he now suffers. Those who have passed on through death have a sphere of their own. It is not removed from ours, their work, the work of the kingdom, is ours, but it is sanctified from what we call time and place. Time with us is measured by the sun. When there is no more sunrise, and no more sunset, that kind of time does not exist for man. Those who have ascended have different attributes from those who are still on earth, yet there is no real separation. In prayer there is a mingling of station, a mingling of condition. Pray for them as they pray for you." A friend asked, "How should one look forward to death?" Abdul Baha answered, "How does one look forward to the goal of any journey? With hope and with expectation. It is even so with the end of this earthly journey. In the next world, man will find himself freed from many of the disabilities under which he now suffers. Those who have passed on through death have a sphere of their own. It is not removed from ours, their work, the work of the kingdom, is ours, but it is sanctified from what we call time and place. Time with us is measured by the sun. When there is no more sunrise, and no more sunset, that kind of time does not exist for man. Those who have ascended have different attributes from those who are still on earth, yet there is no real separation. In prayer there is a mingling of station, a mingling of condition. Pray for them as they pray for you." Can a departed soul converse with someone still on earth? Answer: a conversation can be held, but not as our conversation. There is no doubt that the forces of the higher worlds interplay with the forces of this plane. The heart of man is open to inspiration. This is spiritual communication. As in a dream one talks with a friend while the mouth is silent, so is it in the conversation of the spirit. Abdul Baha. Can a departed soul converse with someone still on earth? Answer: a conversation can be held, but not as our conversation. There is no doubt that the forces of the higher worlds interplay with the forces of this plane. The heart of man is open to inspiration. This is spiritual communication. As in a dream one talks with a friend while the mouth is silent, so is it in the conversation of the spirit. Abdul Baha. You ask an explanation of what happens to us after we leave this world. This is a question which none of the prophets have ever answered in detail, for the very simple reason that you cannot convey to a person's mind something entirely different from everything they have ever experienced. Abdul Baha gave the wonderful example of the relation of this life to the next life being like the child in the womb. It develops eyes, ears, hands, feet, a tongue, and yet it has nothing to see or hear. It cannot walk or grasp things or speak. All these faculties it is developing for this world. If you tried to explain to an embryo what this world is like, it could never understand, but it understands when it is born, and its faculties can be used. So we cannot picture our state in the next world. All we know is that our consciousness, our personality, endures in some new state, and that that world is as much better than this one as this one is better than the dark womb of our mother was. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. You ask an explanation of what happens to us after we leave this world. This is a question which none of the prophets have ever answered in detail, for the very simple reason that you cannot convey to a person's mind something entirely different from everything they have ever experienced. Abdul Baha gave the wonderful example of the relation of this life to the next life being like the child in the womb. It develops eyes, ears, hands, feet, a tongue, and yet it has nothing to see or hear. It cannot walk or grasp things or speak. All these faculties it is developing for this world. If you tried to explain to an embryo what this world is like, it could never understand, but it understands when it is born, and its faculties can be used. So we cannot picture our state in the next world. All we know is that our consciousness, our personality, endures in some new state, and that that world is as much better than this one as this one is better than the dark womb of our mother was. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi.